Lieutenant Colonel. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Tony.
All right. When I saw the last name, I just wanted to go run somewhere. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did. You actually did.
You know, your spokesperson said, you know, Tony, it's kind of like when you sneeze. You kind of go, achoo.
That's true. People remember it when you tell them that for some reason.
All right. When did you get the word that Rick Snyder was interested in you leading the Michigan State Police?
Well, actually, it's been a little bit of a process, but Governor-elect Snyder had informed me just a couple days ago that I would be his selection to run the state police, and I'll tell you, I've just been so honored to take on this role that will start right after the first of the year, and it's going to be a challenge, but it's excellent time to lead the state police.
Well, tell us about your background.
Well, actually, I have 24 years with the state police, and I started as a trooper out of the Brighton Post. And because state police, we sometimes have to travel around the state, and I went down to the Coldwater Post, which is kind of a smaller area, but quite active. And then I came back to Lansing to head up, at the time it was the DARE program, and then we developed our own school liaison program called TEAM, which is Teaching, Educating, and Mentoring. And from there, I went into Homeland Security and Emergency Management. And then I was promoted up to the Bureau level, where I am now as a Deputy Director. So I've kind of made several stops along the way. And recently, I've been handling the budget, which has been quite interesting, putting it mildly. And then I oversee the training aspect of our troopers and some of the local law enforcement training we provide as well. So there's definitely never a dull moment in the career that I chose.
Well, let's talk about what your primary focus will be. You mentioned the budget. Why is that going to be such a big challenge beyond the obvious point you won't have as much money to work with?
Well, and again, Governor-elect Snyder has made it clear that, he wants to see the value for money, and he's called together a new law enforcement panel, which will convene after the first of the year, and it's comprised of, various professionals within the public safety community, and what we plan to do is take a real hard look at how law enforcement in Michigan can work more cooperatively together. What are the needs in our communities? Because obviously, right now, Michigan is we're in the top 10 of most violent cities. Michigan actually has 4 of the cities listed, so that's not a good thing that we should be proud of. So we're going to look at the crime in Michigan and who is best suited, without new monies, but who's best suited to go in there, work together, and provide public safety to our communities.
Well, there is a lot of concern in the mid-Michigan area, especially when you get into the out areas of Ingham County. As I'm sure you've heard, 12 out of 13 communities in Ingham County will not have regular police patrols because the voters of those areas did not vote extra funds. And so it's going to take a long time for those folks to get police service from the county. So there's a lot of concerns. How would you address that concern?
Well, and that's why this panel does need to come together, because obviously we're about 3,000 police officers less in the state of Michigan alone in the last 8 years. In the Michigan State Police, we're down almost 450 troopers. So there's just not the number of law enforcement out there that we used to have. So there's going to be some expectation, that the law enforcement will come when you have an emergency. But again, as you noted, a lot of these communities, they just don't have the funds necessary to hire additional law enforcement. So, with that, our focus has to be how do we provide a service, working with state troopers, working with local police, and it's going to be a challenge. But again, I do, reach out to the communities, because everyone in some kind of a way or fashion should become a crime fighter, and obviously we're going to have to figure this out. It's not going to be easy, and I don't think money is going to be the way that, we just can't come back and say we need millions of dollars to solve this problem.
You know what blows my mind about this topic, that we're even having this discussion? You would think that probably the top priority in a budget for any entity, whether it's a township, a city, a state, a country, would be security. You'd think that that would be at the top of the list so that you would be able to get the funding that you need, but that doesn't seem to have been at the forefront of the last couple of budgets here in the state of Michigan.
No, it's, you know, and again, there's only so much money to go around, but in the state of Michigan, I can tell you that the state police were only 2% of the state's budget. So if you look at the value that we add to the communities we serve, I guess I would ask the communities, do you think you're seeing a 2% value in what we provide? And, you know, also state police, not only are we troopers, but we have analysts in our Criminal Justice Information Center crunching all the crime data for the state. We have our forensic science lab with all our scientists. And so, again, state police is broader than the troopers, although probably our most visible aspect of service that we deliver is that, you know, that trooper and that we call it the blue goose with the red bubble on top. So, again, our budget's pretty small if you look at the total amount that the state provides. But, again, you know, the need for service does not seem to be going down. So we just have to see how we can work and prevent and solve crimes more efficiently.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Lieutenant Colonel Christy Achu. She will be the new leader for the Michigan State Police. And just to touch on that task force, when I saw that, I thought it was interesting from the aspect we've talked a lot about on this program, especially during this past election, how entities can save money yet be as or more efficient, and that is sharing services as well as knowledge. Well, in some instances, the police forces around the state already do that. Do you foresee a time where police work is regionalized, or police departments, police forces are regionalized?
You know, Tony, that's a good concept. And actually, if you're looking specifically at the Michigan State Police, we tend to look at ourselves as a regional policing because we have 60, you know, three posts throughout the state. And, you know, we come together by district. So we're a quasi-regional policing right now as it stands. When you look at the sharing of resources throughout the state, there's many parts of the state where the local law enforcement will provide maybe a day shift and the troopers will carry the afternoon or midnight shift or vice versa. So we've been working really closely with our local partners to provide some kind of a service. And you may, you know, have like two or three cars out in an entire community or a county at one given time. But it depends on, you know, the population. Southeast Michigan tends to have, you know, more local police coverage than like in our Upper Peninsula. So because we're so diverse in Michigan, the footprint, one size does not fit all when it comes to public safety.
Are you the first female leader for the Michigan State Police?
I am. I'm the 18th. I will be the 18th director and the first woman.
Does that mean anything to you?
Actually, my father was in the Department of State Police as well, and when he retired, I always loved listening to his stories at dinner. And I have two older brothers, and they were somewhat expected to be troopers, and neither of those chose to be a trooper. And yet, when the daughter came up the ranks, and I wanted to be a trooper, my dad he thought it was too dangerous of a job for a woman. And when I went into it, he was extremely proud. And, you know, coming up the ranks, I can tell you it's been a wonderful career, and I wouldn't change a single part of my career.
And one final question for you. You've had the opportunity to interview many folks in law enforcement, and there are many women in many different police forces, especially around here at the East Lansing and Michigan State. I always wondered, do you feel a sense of, you know, I'm a woman, I'm not going to be as strong, people challenging you, especially on the physical end because of that?
You know, Tony, that really hasn't ever been a real problem. I think they train us well, and it's really not about the strength always. It's how you deal with people and treat others. Although, you know, they give us other tools to use if we have to use them. But, you know, I grew up with older brothers, and you just learn how to fight if you have to.
All right, Christy, before I let you go, I got a request. I've never made a request of a guest before, but I'm hoping one day I could do a little training out at the state police post where they wet down that surface and they skid and do all that stuff. I've always wanted to do that. Can you help me out?
Tony, you call me, and in the spring when we're out of our thaw, I will personally get you out on our drive track, and you will learn we'll train you like a trooper. How's that?
And we'll do a show on it.
I would love it.
All right.
Just
well,
make sure you put that on your calendar.
Well, the new director for the Michigan State Police. It's pretty cool, Lieutenant Colonel Christy Etchew. Does that title hit you?
It sounds wonderful.
All right.
Thank you.
Enjoy your holidays.
You too, Tony.